So 2024 started with the slang of no grief for anybody this year, and it has, I think that's like the official slogan for this year, because everybody's keen into it. We don't know when the change will stop. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 51 of Reality Monday podcast with yours truly, Damilare Mapa. This is a solo episode again, which I was not planning for it. The title of the episode is Preparing for 2024 Part 2, and I'll be talking about a few lessons, or like a few things that a few people should put in consideration to make this year a wonderful year. I decided to do something different. I asked my Twitter followers, and I put it out that, oh, although I did it late, I did it like today, I was like, oh, please, could you just say something that you feel like it's important that people should note to have a wonderful 2024? And I saw a few people respond, one of which was the fact that we should not grieve for anybody this year, which is the slogan. And I will just be going through a few of them. This is like a solo rant. I hope you guys enjoy this, whoever is listening. So the first most important thing, in all honesty, this is something that's been on my mind for like a while now, and I just want to share it out. I want to put it out there, and it's something that is evergreen. It's not something that is seasonal. It's something that is that everybody should have in their mind, which is the fact that success is about success. Success being something that is like relative, and the definition of success might be different. People's definition of success might be different. Shaget, for instance, now you have like, when you ask or like you think about the dictionary meaning of success, I think, let me even check it. There is no specific thing that says that, oh, because of this person achieved this, like the person, like that is the only concept of success that everybody should have in their mind. But some people have this mindset that, oh, like it's only when you achieve something like this, maybe like when you have money, or like when you've gotten married, or when you've like finished school or done this or done that, like that's the definition of success. Most people don't understand that success is very, very relative. Your definition of success might be different from another person's own. Okay, so I want to like look at the dictionary meaning of success. I have here, number one is like prosperity. You have prosperity, you have prosperousness, you have affluence, wealth, riches, fortune, opulence, luxury, comfort, life of ease, the good life, milk and honey. Okay, this, all these things are like the good things though, but there's also fulfillment, there's self-respect, there's like self-actualization, like when you feel you've achieved your dreams, and so many other things. But one of the main reasons why I decided to like look at this first is because at this point, I don't know where any other person is listening to this, at this point in Nigeria now, like there's this thing that people term Shaget as like success, like the ultimate success, which is like living in Nigeria. Although this country is terrible, like the news that you hear, even as I don't know if it is every beginning of the year, the news that you just hear is so terrible, like I don't even want to go into that. But leaving this country has like been seen as a big achievement, although based on the terrible things that are happening in Nigeria, it is actually an achievement. But not in the sense that, oh, if you don't leave this country, you've not succeeded yet. I feel like the concept is already getting too rampant, and most people need to understand that, like, you just have to set your priorities right. Aside from the fact that, okay, security is like one of the biggest problem, as long as you are like doing things that you feel like, oh, you are happy about, and you it's not like you are hungry or like you don't have a job or something, as long as you want to progress and you are trying as much as possible to progress, you don't have to run away from your country before you succeed. You don't have to see everybody that has left this country as people that are higher or like that are more superior than you. Although it's normal though, for you to see someone in like a bigger place and you feel like, oh, like maybe the pictures that the people take, or like the kind of lifestyle that they live, or the things that they wear, and so many other things, you feel like, oh, they are better than you. But that's not supposed to be. You're supposed to like have this self-fulfillment that, oh, as long as I am satisfied, I am okay, I am content with the things that I'm getting at this moment, as long as I'm also living a good life, it is good enough. You don't have to worry yourself about like going to another man's country before you think that, oh, that's the only way you can succeed. And I really hope that this Jackpot trend like subsides very soon, because honestly it's not even something that is encouraging. You can't go outside of experience, and exposure is very important, but not like something where you feel like, oh, those are the people that are out of this country are those that have succeeded, or that they've achieved like the biggest and greatest achievement in life. It's not supposed to be that way. And I hope that most people that like are in their country are satisfied, like are in Nigeria, are satisfied, and most people, they will still want to jackpot no matter what. But I was telling one person, like I was saying it on Twitter, I was like going away from this country is not like my own priority now. And she was like, ah, if you have the opportunity, why won't you go? I was like, everybody has different priorities. You have your priority, I have mine. My ultimate life goal is not to leave Nigeria and go to another man's country. My ultimate life goal is to like achieve my dreams, travel the world, and make positive impact in people's life. Not like I'll go to another man's country and then like I'll go and work and get rich, and then I'll now be like, oh, I've achieved my dreams. My country is my country. Going out of my country is like another exposure. I will definitely travel to another man's country. It's not like I'm not even saying that, oh, I don't want to go out, or I don't want to travel out. I want to travel, I want to see the world, but not like I'm running away from my country because my country is terrible, or like because going to another man's country, the currency is way more valuable than mine. No, I want to go and experience the world and be able to like, what's it called, show that experience, share the experience with the world also. That's the way me I see it. So that's one of the reasons why I feel like most people should just set their priorities right and make sure that, yes, this year they know that if they are traveling out, it's not just because, oh, I want to, well, sure, that one is different. You can travel out because you want to leave your country, but don't make it seem like, oh, that's the definition of success. Yes, I think that's the message. Sorry that took too long. So number two is, nobody's plans get achieved immediately, you make them. Setting your goals for this year, you should sit down. This is just January. You cannot make plans in January and achieve them in January. It takes time. So use the first quarter. Split everything into four quarters. Use the first quarter to plan and like push out prospect. Try new things. Try and see if things will work. And then when you reach the second quarter and third quarter, things will start falling in place, as long as you have been consistent. That's how it's supposed to be. Not like you just make plans on 1st of January and on 30th of January, you're already seeing results. It does not work that way. And I'm telling myself this also, please don't stress yourself. It will be all right. You'll be fine. You don't have to rush. Maybe you just finished school, or you just finished NYSE or whatever. You don't have to rush. It's not magic. It's not like Yahoo that, oh, you get one client and you've gotten like billions or like millions of naira. That's not how the world was meant to be. You have to plan for things. Then after you plan, it takes time for those things to actually happen. That's one of the reasons why get rich quick scheme. Okay, yes, that's it. Those things always usually backfire because you've not followed the steps, and you have to follow steps before you can see results. So please put that in your mind. So yes, those are like my two biggest two biggest, I don't want to say lessons, like things I feel people should put in consideration to have a good year. Don't overstress your head with the fact that, oh, not living this country will not make you succeed. And don't like use another person's, Yoruba will say, like, don't use another person's watch to like measure your own time. Everybody's time is different. So yes, those are my two lessons. And then the plan before, like, you have to plan, and after your plan, you don't expect like your plans to work out immediately. You have to be consistent with it. Be consistent, and then you see results as time goes on. Yes, those two things. So the other things that I got from other people are, mind your business. Yes, it's very, very important that you mind your business. She gets everything that has to do with your business, has to do with like your finances, your relationships with people, and so on. Stop poking on other people's business. And that also has to do with social media. You don't have to poke on things. Your opinions are not, let your opinions be your opinions. Don't push your mantra to other people, which is very, very important. I realized, because I'm a very, very, very intentional when it comes to knowledge, I realized something, that in this life, based on the diversity of human beings, everybody will always have an opinion. The fact in itself that everybody has an opinion makes it obvious that your opinions is not the right thing. Your personal opinion is not right, because once you hear another person's opinion, you'll be like, why is your own opinion so different from mine? Personal experiences, different exposure, like different life lessons, different education, she get different background, different environment, it shapes who we are. So you don't expect your opinion to be the same with another person's own. So at the end of the day, just mind your business. Thank you very much. And refuse financial frustration. This one I didn't get it very well, but I feel like, yes, refuse financial frustration. Fight poverty. Yes, that's important. Fight poverty. Try as much as possible to set financial goals this year. And I think one of the very, very first important financial lessons that you should put at the back of your mind is, don't spend beyond what you earn. Don't spend what beyond what you earn, or like what you get, for those that are students and they get money from home. Don't spend beyond yourself. It's only very logical. If you spend beyond what you get, then at the end of the day, you see yourself like measuring your spending power with other people. Don't look at other people's spending and use it to like gauge yours, or like what you earn, because we are not the same. All fingers are not equal. So you should make sure that you are cutting your clothes according to your clothes. Yes, that's what they say. So in order to not put yourself inside situations where you later regret. Because once you get broke, that's when you start thinking of like terrible things that you're not supposed to do. And aside from that self, it's only logical that whatever plan that you're making for the future, you make sure that you don't spend way more than what you earn, so that people will not see you like someone that is bigger than what you are. That is bigger than what you are. It has a lot of disadvantages self. It can affect you in your future. She gets your financial decisions and how you even manage your family. It can affect you in your relationships with people. People will think that you are bigger than what you are. And once they ask you for something, they'll be like, oh, this person is stingy and does not want to give us. When, like, just they don't know that you are probably in different depths. And yes, debt too is also one of the biggest problems that you would encounter when you spend more than you earn. So there are so many things that makes that a very terrible decision. So I think with this few points, I feel like you guys would have learned some things. There are so many other things I've had in mind, but honestly, I did not expect that this first episode is something that I'll be doing solo. So the next episode in February, by God's grace, God spare our lives, I'm hoping that I'll have different guests that will come on this episode. Just in case you are listening to this and you'd like to be a part of my podcast, any one of my podcast episodes this year, please send me a DM on Twitter, Instagram, or any other app. Without further ado, okay, I think that's like the beginning. Thank you very much for listening, guys, and I'll see you guys in February by God's grace. Peace. Making decisions is one of the hardest parts of human life, if not the hardest. But as an adult, it's something you can't run away from, which is why we are all managers one way or the other. And learning to become a better manager should be a big priority. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 53 of HMH Podcast. As always, I'm your amazing host, Damilare Mapa. And today, I'll be taking you through a journey of an amazing and phenomenal woman who made history as a queen. Not just any queen, an influential queen. And you are about to find out how. Oh yeah, her name is Queen Isabella. And I'll be taking you through a brief summary of why she became so influential. Born on the 22nd April 1451 to John II of Castile. And as at the time of her birth, she was second in line to the throne after her older half-brother, Henry IV of Castile. Although she was demoted to the third in line after her younger brother, Alfonso of Castile, was born 2 years later on 17th November 1453. But destiny works in mysterious and very unpredictable ways. Isabella's brother Enrique IV became king as Henry IV of Castile in 1454 after their father died. Their father had provided enough for Isabella and her brother to be independent before he died, but Henry blocked all sources of this provision and made his two siblings to suffer in exile. When she clocked 10, she and her brother were called by the court to be watched over by Henry IV. The nobles challenged the king to name Isabella's brother, Alfonso, as his successor because he was still second in line to the throne after Henry had no heir. But Henry didn't want to agree to this, although he had no choice at the end of the day. So he gave a condition that he would only do that if Alfonso married his daughter. But then subsequently, he later changed his mind and wanted only his daughter to become the next in line to him. This actually caused a rift between Henry's government. The nobles then began a campaign to place Alfonso on the throne, but the focus soon shifted to Isabella when Alfonso died in 1468 at the age of just 14 of suspected food poisoning. At the time, Isabella initially refused the nobles' proposal to push her to become queen, as she wanted to wait for her half-brother, who was the king, to leave. Then Henry finally decided to agree on making Isabella his rightful heir. Henry also made a rule that he had to consent to whoever Isabella was going to marry, but Isabella disagreed to all the recommended suitors Henry brought for her and chose someone history would agree was the best choice she would have ever made. His name, Ferdinand II of Aragon, which was said to be the best for Castile as the marriage could potentially unite kingdoms from a similar region with similar customs and laws. Isabella sent Henry a letter asking for his permission, but he never answered, so she decided to go ahead with the marriage in 1469 anyways. Apparently, Henry and some nobles who didn't want anyone from Aragon in the Castile court rejected Isabella's claim and planned to name Henry's daughter as heir. But Isabella and the nobles on her side saw Henry's daughter as inferior to Isabella because there were rumors that she was an illegitimate child. This division led to the War of Castilian Succession from 1475 to 1479. Between Henry's daughter, Joan, who had the support of Portugal due to the marriage of her and Alfonso V of Portugal, and Isabella and her husband, Ferdinand of Aragon, after the death of Henry in 1474. Isabella ultimately won this war, and after securing the Castilian throne, Isabella and Ferdinand agreed to join their respective kingdoms in 1479, and they both ruled as joint monarchs. But Isabella had superiority over Ferdinand on all the lands that they both combined. The agreement to combine Castile and Aragon was the beginning of the unification of Spain through several reconquests championed by Isabella, and was her biggest achievement, followed by other ones like Spain's journey into colonialism, beginning of Spain's new world. She also improved the new Spain's finances, security, and made exceptional impact in the new world. This is a basic summary of the life of Isabella of Castile. She officially withdrew from governmental affairs on 14 September 1504. And like everyone would, she died that same year on 26th November at the Medina del Campo Royal Palace after achieving so much in her lifetime. So that's it on this episode of History's Most Influential Humans, guys. Welcome to February, although I also say that in the beginning. Thank you guys for listening to this very moment. Kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on all social media at damilari_mapa, and there's a new project that we just started, the Metropolitan Podcast. We would like for you to support our different channels. Just check us out on both Twitter and Instagram at the Metropolitan Podcast. You can just put underscore on for Instagram, yes, the_metropolitan_podcast. Thank you very much, guys, for listening till the end, and I'll see you guys in March by God's grace. Peace.